whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Waiting to hear from Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who's been absolutely on fire with his picks all year. They're calling us when they have a moment, so we will wait for the gov. B, it's pretty interesting, kind of as we continue to gear up for this. You know, it's possible this is the last practice of the year, and I think there is like the right mix of, you know, we've accomplished a lot, but we've got a game to focus on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How hard is, you were a player on some excellent teams, both here and in Philly. How hard is that to balance?
It's not hard to balance because as a player, you're always focused on the game and what's next. You don't have, at that point of the season now, you don't have time to really look back and look at what you've done thus far. Because the season, in your mind, the season's not over. It's just extended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I played some years where I didn't really look back at the season until maybe the week before training camp. Because you finish up a season, then you start focusing on preparing for the next season, and hell, you haven't even realized all the things you may have done good or bad. You know what I mean? And then when you have a coach like a Dan Quinn who keeps your mind focused on the next task at hand, they're not worried about what they've done at this point.
How much do you think it helps be that Dan Quinn, I understand they didn't win it, but Dan Quinn has been on a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's done this.
But the thing about it shows you that this man knows how to coach. And a lot of times the main aspect or the prerequisite of being a great coach is being able to motivate your guys. And how do you motivate guys? By first letting them know you care about them, right? And he damn sure shows them that. You just listen to the guys talk about it and watch how they work for him. They care about him because they know he gives a damn about them. And then you can now begin to really enhance what you want. You know, once the guys know you care, they'll do whatever you ask them. If they don't think you care, you're not getting their 100% participation.
I like that. I think the fact that they have so much experience on the coaching staff and that they've brought in veteran players all over the roster.
Uh-huh.
Wagner's got a Super Bowl. Ertz has got a Super Bowl. Eckler's been to the playoffs plenty, but the Chargers team had a real rough time. We have the governor. Okay. Well, then we're not going to mince. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right to the phones and talk to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Hello, Gov. Thanks for making time for us, man. I know you're busy.
Listen, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing? You ready for some football?
Oh, yeah.
Damn right, sir.
Where's my theme music?
We played it coming out of the break. I can get him to re-rack it, though, if you need it.
It's all good.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thank Governor,
you, man.
We're going to run through all 6 wild cards. But I want to start your boy Lamar Jackson, all pro quarterback. It sure seems like another MVP award coming.
It will be absurd not to give it to him. I mean, seriously, because, you know, he had, not only is he putting up better numbers than he put up when he had his MVP year before. Like, listen, you know, Josh Allen has had a very good year, and I'm not taking anything away from Josh Allen's year, but he hasn't had the same kind of stats as Lamar Jackson. He hasn't had the same kind of moments as Lamar Jackson. And to say, well, Lamar Jackson has a better supporting cast, I think that's actually very disrespectful to a lot of the horses that they have over in Buffalo. But also, when was that a criteria for how we thought about MVP awards? I mean, look at all the MVP awards that Tom Brady had. No one is saying that Tom Brady was by himself all this year. He had multiple Hall of Famers that were on his team. Look at the same thing with Peyton Manning. I mean, so I just believe that when you're talking about who has been the most valuable player – the most outstanding. You cannot say that if you took Lamar Jackson away, that the Ravens would still be the team that they are. This guy is special, man, and he has earned his third MVP this year.
Well, he was told that he couldn't pass the ball. He led the league, I think, or almost damn led the league in quarterback rating. He passed.
Exactly right. I think he's going to tie a record.
Yeah, he's passed for what, 40 something touchdowns. The man had the most yards per carry and the most yards per pass in the league.
Correct.
You know, so I don't see. I don't get it.
Lamar Jackson is a video game.
Yes.
He is a video game.
I don't
game.
Think it's going to end up being close. I really don't. All right, Governor, we got a full slate of games for you, sir. You want to go chronological order? How's that sound?
I'll go however you want to go, man.
All right. The perpetual Saturday afternoon playoff game is always Houston. The Chargers are going to Houston.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is going to be a good game. And I do believe, though, that the Chargers pull this one off. And I think that, you know, part of the reason is, you know, first, I just like Justin Herbert. I think Justin Herbert is really, I think he's playing well. I think he wants to win this game. I think he has a lot to prove. And I think that, you know, this is a guy who is thrown for 23 touchdowns and three interceptions. I mean, he's making good decisions, and I think the addition of Harbaugh onto him was a huge addition. And also, I think another thing that does come down to this is I do think, especially for both two young teams, I think coaching is going to matter. I think I really like Ryan's. I think he has huge upside in this league going forward. I also, though, think that when you get a guy like Harbaugh, I mean, this dude has been there. I mean, he's taken a team to a Super Bowl, and I think that it's those little things that are going to matter. And so I think the Chargers actually pull this one off.
All right, so we're taking L.A. on the road in Houston. Saturday night is your boys, Steelers, Ravens. Not only who you taking, but, like, is there any part of you nervous about this thing?
I mean, you're always nervous when you're playing the Steelers, right? You're always nervous when you're playing a division rival. You know, in some ways, I think that the team that the Steelers didn't want to see in the playoffs in their first round was the Ravens, and the team that the Ravens did not want to see was the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Pittsburgh has lost four games in a row. Pittsburgh, you know, we always talk about the main things that you want to do when you're going to the playoffs. You want to be hot and you want to be healthy. And the Steelers are neither. And so the Steelers are really kind of limping into the playoffs. One of the things that does make me a little bit nervous is, I got to say, now that Zay is out, that is obviously, you know, losing one of your top offensive weapons is a very big deal. The thing that does, you know, where I'm much more comfortable is, you know, we not only have between Likely and Andrews as your two tight ends, you still have a great, you know, you still have, you know, great targets. But also in addition to that, it's going to be like 5 degrees out there with the wind chill factor. And so this is a running backs game. And so this is going to be – this is Derrick Henry weather. And also you're adding in Hill in the backfield. I think that this is going to be – you know, I think it's – again, you never want to overlook a division rival, especially when the division rival is Pittsburgh Steelers. But I think the Ravens pull this one off.
I tend to agree with you. I think the Vegas line on this thing is crazy. The Ravens are 10-point favorites. I just think it's gonna be ugly and cold, and if you're grinding Derrick Henry out, I don't know. 10 points seems like a lot, but I do really like the Ravens.
It does.
Go ahead, please.
But also, like, real talk. I mean, like, they had the Ravens line. They had the Ravens line in the last game is 20, and what would we win by, 23? So, I mean, like, they're on to something.
Yeah, and – I mean, Pittsburgh's offense has been awful for the last month.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Let's get to Sunday, Governor. So far you've got Chargers, Ravens. I got one more AFC game for you. Broncos traveling to Buffalo. Broncos, Bills.
Yeah, so you don't get the record that I have in picking teams on y'all's show unless you're willing to take some bets on some upsets, right? Like, we've scored. Part of the reason that we've done well is because we scored on a lot of the upsets that we picked.
Uh-huh.
I got another one for you. I got another
one.
The Bills are going to lose this set. The Bills are going to lose this weekend. The Bills are going to lose.
Wow.
And let me tell you why. It's not just because I hope they lose. but let me tell you why. Defense wins games in the playoffs. And the Broncos' defense is no joke. And I think people keep on underestimating how good this defense is. Another reason is that people say it's really difficult to play in Buffalo and it's going to be really cold, and all that is true. But do you know who is not intimidated by the cold? The Denver Broncos.
Sure.
The Denver Broncos travel well. And the third thing I'll give you is that when you look at the Bills' record, the Bills have a very good record. But frankly, who have they beaten in the past 4 to 5 weeks? I don't think that they've really had very tough competition in the past 4 to 5 weeks. And so, I mean, the last real match they had was when they beat the Chiefs, and kudos to them for that. But except for that, they really haven't beaten anybody. And so I'm going with the big upset on this one. The Broncos beat the Bills in Buffalo.
Wow.
Gov. I mean, that would be a major, major headliner. Now, I can go as far as saying I like the points. I think I could see the Broncos keeping it close, and 8.5, 9 points is a lot. But you're putting it out there, Gov. Now, how much of this is the governor of the great state of Maryland rather the Ravens play the Broncos than the Bills in the following round?
Listen, if also one of the consequences of me being right is the fact that now that means the Ravens will have another home playoff game, that's cool. I'm down with it, of course. However, I really do believe that people are sleeping on the Broncos. They're playing good football, and their defense really is lights out. So I think the Broncos shock Buffalo this weekend.
That would be wild, sir.
That would be.
The next one.
When it happens, Bills? I want y'all to think of me. When it happens, I want y'all to think of me.
Huh? Absolutely. What do you think, Broncos, Bills? You think Denver could win that, B?
I took the points, but I don't know if they can win it outright. We're going to find out. If they do, I'm going to start betting everything the governor says.
Here's another one, Gov, that a lot of people think could be a road upset. Green Bay going to Philly.
Yeah. You know, I have seen a lot of people picking the Packers on this one, and I actually really do understand why. I mean, I think Jordan Love is the truth. I think Josh Jacobs is the truth. I think that they're having a very, very good season, and the Packers travel well. And so I see why a lot of people are picking them. I'm not. I actually think the Eagles win this one. I think that this is actually going to be a really interesting test of the theory of resting your folks and whether or not that really does matter. I do think that you found a lot of teams who rest people in that final week that there's a consequence because they come out a little bit. They come out, you know, it's a little bit rusty. I just don't think that happens with Philadelphia. And I think Philly actually pulls this one off, even though I do understand why a lot of people are going with the Packers on it.
I'm starting to agree with you. I feel like the Packers are becoming a little too trendy of a pick. Philly's still really good. You know, Jalen Hurts is out of concussion protocol. He's playing. Devontae Smith did get the day off today. I noticed that, which is a little interesting. But they're saying it's just rest.
That was interesting.
I'm going out of chronological order now, Gov. They've had to move this game to Arizona because of the fires in L.A. Vikings-Rams in Arizona.
Yeah, and you're right, man. I mean, it's so devastating what's going on in L.A. right now. And also, you know, all of people who have folks out in L.A., you know, just know that, you know, we're here and we're thinking about y'all and providing support.
Sure.
So it's interesting. I do think there's going to be an emotional factor for the Rams. I think they're playing for a lot. I think that they've had a really good season. And while I think this game can go either way, I just think the Vikings are playing really good football right now. I just think that when you're looking at just how consistent they have been, and also they really do have an offensive juggernaut. And I continue to say, I think Jefferson is the most potent offensive weapon with the exception of Lamar Jackson, in the entire NFL. I think the Vikings end up pulling this one off. Even though I do think the Rams are a good team and they're going to be riding an emotional high as well.
I I do too. I just Sean McVay in that spot is going to be very, very interesting. All right, Gov, the last game for our purposes. The
Burgundy and go, baby.
Washington, me and B are flying down to Tampa tonight. Commanders at Bucks Sunday Night Football.
I got another upset alert. Another upset alert.
Ooh.
The Commanders are going to win. The Commanders are going to win. And you know, and I tell you, I mean, the Bucks have played good football. The Bucks are also deeply streaky. And so you never know what Bucks team you're going to get. They just have not shown any measure of consistency. And here's the other reason. It's not even just that I think that the Bucks are inconsistent. It's I've been amazed at how remarkably consistent the Commanders have been. And y'all know, like, listen, I'm a Ravens guy, but I do root for the Commanders as long as they're not playing the Ravens. But think about it, right? Everybody at the beginning of the year was talking about Ertz. And like, oh, he's old, he's washed, this and that. Well, look at what he's doing right now. He's catching game-winning touchdowns. Everybody's talking before about Wagner. Oh, Wagner's old, and his best days are behind him. Wagner's got, what does he have, over 120, 130 tackles?
Yeah, he's an all-pro.
He was just named second-team all-pro.
Yeah.
He's an all-pro. Everyone talks about McLaurin, that he's like, oh, you know, he's at best a good number two receiver, that he has never been able to hit a full potential. Now he's tied for the second most receiving touchdowns this season.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everybody who people were just completely passing over at the beginning of the year and talk about how they're old, they're washed up, they're this, they're that, da da da. Look at what they're doing. They're putting up very, very real numbers. And so I think the Commanders are just one of the most consistent teams that we're seeing in the NFL right now. Do I think the Commanders are on the way to the Super Bowl? I don't know. But what I do know is this. I think they're gonna beat Tampa Bay this weekend, and I think they're gonna pull off an upset.
I love it, Gov. I hope you're right.
I'm with it.
Next week we'll be celebrating.
I hope so, man. I hope so. Especially with all these picks, man. I got a lot of upsets in here. If we go 5-0 or 4-1 this weekend, Lord, drinks are on y'all.
Gov, hey. We owe you some at this point because you've been absolutely red hot. I mean, you're hitting picks at like a 63% clip, which is just unbelievable. I know you're a busy man. Thank you for making time for us, sir.
Okay, of course, man. Listen, God bless you guys.
You too, man.
And travel safe.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Maryland Governor Wes Moore taking the Commanders, taking the Broncos. I love that stab at it. Wow, that was awesome. Governor, just calling it like he sees it, Washington winning in Tampa. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.